In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I am a bit impressed by an advertisement through the TV. Three old ladies sitting at the table examining a fluffy big bun. One lady removed the top and cried out, "Where is the beef?" The text for our meditation today is taken from the reading of the epistle, Romans 10, verses 13 to 14. "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." Amen. Message is a mission. A missionary is a person who is called and committed to carry a message. He is a missionary. In the Old Testament, we can find various types of missionaries who were sent by Yahweh to his own people. We shall take Moses. He was a murderer. He was brought up under the house of Pharaoh for 40 years. He ran away because he feared his life. For 40 years, he was wandering among the wilderness, shepherding his flock. By that time, God called him, "Go back to your land and redeem my people. My people are suffering too much under the reign of Pharaoh." Pharaoh did not know what Joseph has done to the people in Egypt. "So it is my part to redeem my people." Moses, with much hesitancy, he was arguing with God. "If I go back, the people ask me, 'Who are you? Have you seen the Lord? Who is that Lord?'" Yahweh gave him so many symbols through which he can demonstrate the presence of Yahweh in the midst of the people. He accepted the call. He went back and redeemed the people. Actually, it was not Moses who redeemed the people. Yahweh, through suffering the Egyptians with the 10 plagues, he compelled Pharaoh to send away the Israelites from Egypt. Moses was wandering with the Israelites for 40 years. He expected some kind of a result from God, some honorarium. But God took him to the Mount Nebo and showed him Gilead and Dan. "That is the land which I have promised to my people, your father Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. You are not going to step into that land, but your descendants will go there." Without any reward, earthly reward, Moses got the heavenly reward. He was buried by God. Let us take Elijah. The author of 1 Kings, he just presented him without any introduction. Elijah was a Tishbite, a man who lived among the wilderness, a very bad clothing. He was not very polite. He was a rough man. Suddenly he came before Ahab and told him, "There won't be rain for 3 years because I stand before the living God. God's rain should be known to the people of Israel there at that time." He presented a message, but fear of his death, he ran away from that place. He isolated himself in the wilderness and he was fed by the ravens of the sky. He was there for 3 years. Then God told him, "You go back." But the purpose was to demonstrate that God rules over the whole nation. He went back at the Mount Carmel. He demonstrated that Yahweh is Lord and not Baal. He killed all the prophets of Baal. He ran before the chariot of King Ahab. But he was also disappointed. When he reached the place, Jezebel was angry with him, and she told him that his head will be taken off the next day. Again, he ran away from that place to Beersheba, and he was resting under a broom tree. There God called him again. What are you doing here? You eat and take rest. You have a long way to go. From there he proceeded to the mountain and hid himself in a cave, waiting for the Lord to speak to him. There was a thunderstorm. God was not there. There was a earthquake. God was not there. There was a fire. God was not there also. There was a sweet smell, sweet voice that came to him. Through that word, God spoke to him. You have a great commission to do. You go all the way, go to Damascus and appoint the kings. You appoint Jehu as king and appoint the prophet Elisha as your follower. And Elijah did it. Before God, he cried, I am unworthy. I am not like my fathers. You take my life. But God committed him to do a mission, and he did that work. We shall take Amos. He was a shepherd in Tekoa. He prophesied against the Israelites. He started this way. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions and for four, I will not turn away its punishment from Damascus, Gaza, Tyre, Edom, Ammon, Moab, now Judah, and even Israel. Suppose the same Amos come now, he may say, the three transgressions and of four, I will not turn away its punishment from India, Africa, Russia, even America, even Indiana. God's word comes to us always. It is sent through messengers. He was a shepherd. With that message, he came before the Israelites. There, the prophet Amaziah, he complained against him. His words are very, the land is not able to hear all the words of Amos. And he told Amos to go away from Israel and to prophesy against Judah. But Amos told him, Amaziah said to Amos, go you seer, flee to the land of Judah, there eat bread and there prophesy. But never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and it is the royal residence. A poor shepherd was going behind the sheep, collecting sycamore fruits. He was called to come and prophesy against the people. Then Amos answered, I was no prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet, but I was a herdsman and a tender of sycamore fruit. Then the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, go, prophesy to my people Israel. That was a mission, and it was committed to him, and he prophesied. Let us take Jonah. He was a man who had some pride. He wanted to say something in the name of the Lord, and he expected that something should happen among the people. At the same time, he knew that God has a tender heart. He may change his mind. So when God told Jonah to go and prophesy against Nineveh, he took ship and he was on the way to Tarshish. He was brought back miraculously, and he was lying on the sand of that sea, and God came to him and told, go and speak against Nineveh. Much hesitancy, he traveled one day and saw the big city, which was filled with all vices. Because of the compulsion from God, he prophesied against the city that within 40 days, the city will be destroyed. The people, the king, the beast, and everything, they heard that voice. They repented, they sat in their sackcloth, and God changed his mind, and he did not punish them. Then Jonah, he felt hard in his heart, and he cried to God and asked God to kill him there. But God said, there are thousands of children who do not know the difference between the right hand and the left hand. I have a concern for those people. But we know what happened to Nineveh later. We come to the New Testament period. We have one Peter. He was given the keys. He was called the rock on the foundations on which the church is built. That Peter, he was died as a martyr. Shall take Thomas. He was an apostle to India. He established churches, but he was killed in India. Take Paul, a high theologian. He was sent all the way. He considered himself as a vessel which carries the message, the gospel of God. And he went all the way to the then known world and he preached the gospel to those people. He died as a martyr. So, we are here. We are called and we are committed. We are convinced of the message that Jesus is Lord. We have a commission. We have to carry that. Isaiah, during the time of Isaiah, he was looking at the Jerusalem and the mountains there and expecting the feet of a messenger, how beautiful the message will be. He was expecting a man to redeem the people. That expectation made him to cry out, how beautiful are the feet of the angel that brings good tidings to these people. That good news in our hands. We are convinced of the message. We are here because God has called us and he has committed us to do his work. His work has to reach all the nations through translations, through audio visuals, through messages, through the presence, through the social welfare and other things. God's word has to be preached. But the result God will give. His Holy Spirit is always with us. Let that Holy Spirit guide us in our mission work in the future. Amen. A word about India. During 1895, Pastor Nather and Pastor Moon, they were sent by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to India. They started their missionary work at a place known as Krishnagiri. That work was expanded throughout South India. At present, we have 135 pastors working among 45,000 Baptist members. We have 4 good hospitals, many high schools, some 5 or 6 junior colleges, and we have a seminary. The mission work is not that much easy in India. And every person and every pastor ought to be trained and ought to be sent with a message so that India is gained for Christ.